person's not in the room right now. What time is it now?
35.
Can I get a shovel and watch how it works? It's like no point. I can just follow this. Anyone have a watch?
Yeah.
So, Rabbi, I got a call. Erev Shabbos. Person's making a... From someone in the shir. Person's making a meat pie. And the meat pie, the ingredients are... The recipe is you have to fry it in a pan before... I couldn't make this up. This was Mamash Hashkacha. You have to fry... Now, this is complicated because there are no numbers. But you have to fry it in a meat pie. You have to fry it in a frying pan. You have to fry it in a frying pan. I'm mamish giving shir and YU. Can I call you back? You have a frying pan, and they fry the meat, and good. And they put from the meat, they pour it into a Pyrex, which is glass. And then they're about to put it in the oven. They call me, Rabbi. Yeah, that's right. That's the reaction I had. Rabbi, there was margarine inside the meat, in the recipe, and the margarine has milk in it.
It's like butter.
Margarine is part of it. Guy, Rabbi, I don't want to argue on the matzias. The margarine had milk in it. Okay, he sent me the ingredients. Now, maybe you should ask, call the company, find out how much milk was in there. Is that just a minute amount? Maybe there's what. But right now, from what we see, everybody say we have a serious issue. We have a serious issue with the frying pan. We have a serious issue. Now we got to discuss if putting it into the glass. Is there bleus in the glass? We got to talk about that. Hopefully, in sugyas to come, what the nature of that is. You're not on the fire in the glass, but you have a solid hot item going onto it. Can that be mutter? Is that klisheni? There's a lot to talk about in terms of that. Serious shilas that came up. Just klacharya, just because a person was sensitive to these things, that these sugyas definitely come up. So on that note, Rabosai. So I said like this. First of all, I said to find out how much milk, but assuming that it's a problem, the frying pan has to go in the garbage because you're not going to be able to kasher it. You have to do libun, and it's like cheres. You can't do libun on it. You can't put it in a self-cleaning oven. So the shiloh was with the glass. What about the Pyrex? The food's in the garbage. The food's treif, which was also part of the issue because they were responsible for a meal. Whatever, they had to go buy another pan and another. So the question was the Pyrex. So Pyrex is a shiloh. Sfardim would be mutter. Ashkenaz, because Sfardim hold that glass is not poleya. But even for Ashkenazim over here, what do you have over here? You have a hot item that was taken off the fire that was put into another kli. So this is mamash the shir that I gave this morning in the Hilchos Shabbos. So this is what's called the Chumrah of the Marashal. Okay, you got to know this. Maybe we'll see it in Mirtz Hashem when we do Kuf Dalet. Daf Kuf Dalet, we'll see it. The Marashal says, listen carefully, that when it comes to a solid hot item, it's called a dover gush. A solid hot item is a storage for heat, even in a klisheni, even in a klishlishi. Okay? So that means it could create problems further on, even though it wasn't in the pot that it cooked on in the fire.
Because it retains heat,
like a hamburger. Think about a hamburger. A hamburger retains more heat than a liquid item after it's taken off the fire. So it's fascinating. So you could even potentially have issues with a solid item further on. Now, if that's the case, we'll say so. No, Shabbos, you should all ask me, why are you allowed to put ketchup on your hamburger? You're cooking up the ketchup. It's a great question. Or Moshe Feinstein asked that question. He has an answer for it. We're not going to talk about it right now. We're going to wait till we give shir on that. But if we hold like that Marashal, which we have to stay tuned, if we pass like that Marashal, if we hold like that Marashal, so then there could be a blia even in the glass. So then the question is, okay, we hold that on Pesach, the Rama says that glass, you can't kasher. So that the question is, does that mean only on Pesach you can't kosher for Ashkenazim? Again, remember, Sephardim hold glass is not even boleya. So, but Ashkenazim hold glass minakotza lakotza. You can't even kosher glass. It's like cheres. So is that a chumra of Pesach, or is that a chumra in kol Torah kula? So a lot of Rabbanim hold that it's a chumra in kol Shana kula, that it's all applicable all the time. If you have tzeirufim, the Sredeish is makel on that shayla, if you have tzeirufim, that maybe to begin with it's only a chumra the marshal, plus glass might not be usher by basar v'chala by the rest of the year, so maybe you'd be able to do hagola on the Pyrex. Stay tuned to future sugyas in terms of how we paskin legabe that marshal.
It's not Ashkenazim, it's Spartan technically could bas v'chala, if you will,
in
the Pyrex.
Oh, it's not going to be bas v'chala, it's Eino Binyom, you know, well, you're probably...
It's a
Spartan house, and he has a glass plate.
No, because it's
what if
it's Ben Yomo?
Yeah. And what if they made lasagna this morning and then they just spritz it off and made a hamburger of it?
I think most Ashkenazim, most Sephardim who have Ashkenazim probably wouldn't do that. And the chances of that happening, there might be more things to rely on. We have to wait till we learn. First of all, you might have not bar not. You know, we have to get up to the sigs of not bar not in terms of. Also, you have to know how were things cleaned. You know, there might be other tzirufim lahakel. I've never seen anyone mamish serve on a glass plate.
I've been serving on
plates that are mamish glass.
Like my mom uses the same pyrex glass that four
passed.
Yeah. Like my mom
uses
the same pyrex.
Oh, for like a kogel.
Yeah.
It's for
for a dish, you're saying. For a dish.
A meal.
Right.
You know, some real food, you know.
Right. So you have the same dish and you cook the same day.
Right.
Milk.
I've never seen it happen.
So lasagna that makes me meatball.
We have glass plates in our house. We don't have
that could potentially be a problem. Yeah. If you mamish put that in the oven and it has milchic bleus and you're putting a fleshik, I don't know, does Sephardim really do that?
Yeah. Wow.
If you're cooking for Shabbos,
it's a great R.
You have to ask.
It's a great R.
What do? You ask
Katie? I honestly never even thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, is that a weird problem?
What if I just
use a
glass plate?
You're
40.
You can do whatever you want.
That's not something for me.
If you use a glass plate for what?
Yeah, we have glass
plates. To serve on. Is the stuff yatza lettuce?
No.
If it's cool, Rabosei, if it's warm, it's never going to have a shiloh. But he's talking about something mamish, you're heating it up. That's the big shiloh. Depends if it's hot. Depends if it's hot. Depends if it's hot. If it's a ben yomo. How was it cleaned in the middle? You know what? If you added that would also be a machlik since Sfarim Ashkenazim. We have to learn about davar apagim. Okay, it's a good aura. That dish thing could be a potential issue. I would probably not. If you have things in the glass and you're eating by a Sephardi, I would investigate about that. Yeah. Karaboisai, back to the last stage of our sugya, Geshmak Hashayla. So I left off in Shir that we spoke about the Ramah Paskin, that there is Hanan by Blias, right? Questionable. We were Makel when it came to the Shayla of Hanan by Kalim. Karaboisai, this is the hardest sugya in Yeridea. And however, when it comes to Hanan by Blias, we came out like the Rishonim that there is Hanan by Blias. So then we left off with a question. If that's the case, that there is Hanan by Blias, so then why is it that the Ramah in Tzadi Dalid was willing to be Makel against the Mechaber? Mechaber makes a lot of sense. Mechaber says in Tzadi Dalid Beis, Im tochav akaf bikdera shnepa amim. V'leinoida bantayim tzarech beiz pamim shishim. I'm not going to talk about v'leinoida bantayim, but that's an important halacha you guys got to know, is that bittul is fundamentally based on yediyah. It's a fascinating concept. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us that bittul only kicks in when you know about it. Knowledge of the gavra. It's fascinating. And it's not just the metzias, but rather the person has to know about it, and then it could be nisbatul. If it's v'leinoida bantayim, So then, there wasn't a bittul to begin with. So now you have to be concerned that you stuck the spoon in, you didn't realize, and you stick it on again, so what's going to happen? So the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the smack, the Menosa Kalim explained over here, so when I pick up the spoon, so this was a milchic spoon, and we're worried that not all the milk came out of the spoon in the first time, to say that it's totally batel b'shishim. So there's some residual milk that's still in that spoon. If there's some residual milk in that spoon, so now it has a blia of what? Both milk and meat inside that spoon. I stick it in again. I need to be mevatel shishim. That what? That chanan of that balua of milk, now having basar v'chalav, that you need shishim against that the second time. Chaber makes a lot of sense. Because it's not everything. How do you know that all of it came out? You have to be choshed not all of it came out. And once not all of it came out, so you have a blia of chalav. You have blia of chalav, that could create basar v'chalav, even though you have no tangible basar v'chalav in your hands, because the Mechaber knew that we learned the sugya of kachal that knows that chanan could apply to blias. Comes along the Rama and says, v'yesharim, desagi v'pamecha shishim v'cheinoigim, says the Vilna Gaon, right, I screamed on Thursday, how could the Rama over here be makel to say that you don't need to shishim a second time? The Rama says one time shishim enough. Hello, you Rabbi Rama were of the opinion that what? That there is chanan by blias. Don't tell me that it's machlekes and mitzias of whether or not we assumed all the milk came out. The assumption should be the same, that there might be a little bit of milk still residually left into the spoon, and therefore you, in order to be consistent, the Rama, should hold that there's chanan by blias. And what does the Gros say? A chutzpah. The Gros says over here, in Sifkat and Tes, on this Rama, v'yesh ha'imrim, right? Everyone sees the Tes. V'yesh ha'imrim, says the Gra, de harbe paiskim svirule, de davar abalua loyam rinan chanan. How does he say that with a straight face? Because there are many rishonim. I'll tell you how he says it with a straight face. The Trumas Hadeshin that the Rama is quoting says the reason why you don't need to hold like the smack. He argued with the smack. Trumas Hadeshin says because there's no chanan by blius. Great, that's a Trumas Hadeshin. But that's not you, the Rama. You don't paskin like that. You're inconsistent. You can't quote that lalacha. And the Gra with a straight face says, Le'amin and Chanan, right? By Blias, consistent with who? Who is this Trumas Hadeshin consistent with, Rabbi Yisai? The Ramban, thank you, right? K'moshe Kasavti v'simen tzariches. And what's the Gra saying? The K'moshe Kasavti v'simen tzariches. Like I proved from Taisvis earlier in the last sugya, Stauber's Taisvis, that there's no Chanan by Blias. Good. Then the Gra says, after lo kaimelon kain, and even though we don't paskin like that, because everyone learned chal and everyone learned the mechaber and simin tzariches sifhei, that we have to be machmer by what blias. We even spoke about what hefsid merubas, and we spoke broke down the whole prima gadim from last week. That when could you be makel, when could you not be makel the frying pan? Right, remember the shiloh with the omelets, right? After lo kaimelon kain, mikoma kom b'chiyai gavni yesh lahatir. Says the guy, but you should be mekel here. Chiyai gavn, in this case, you should be mekel. Why? What's unique about this case? Something's different here. Something about a spoon. That's mutter. So Rabbi Yisai, we can go with this one of two ways. Trumas Hadeshin has another svara to be mekel in the case of the spoon. Again, play it out in your head. Jack, listen. You're taking a spoon, you're sticking it in, right? Now, first time, as long as you have shishim, you're A-okay, right? What happens? When do I need my second shishim? When I pull it out. So now what's the chshash? I have now what inside my spoon? A blia of what? Of basar v'chalav. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, stop right there. How do you look right now? Like this, right? It's not a knife, it's a spoon, okay? I look like this, okay? Where is my shiloh taking place, everybody say?
In the spoon.
On the spoon, up in the air. This is a kli rishon, or this is a kli sheni? Says the Trumas Hadeshin, perhaps you could be makel over here, because, number one, no chanan by blias, but even if there is chanan by blias in your machmer, usually, that's in a kli rishon. But over here, in addition, you have a shaila in the spoon of a kli sheni, so therefore that would be a second sad to be mekel.
Shaila didn't start here. Shaila started when I was inside.
No, here's where it becomes basar v'chalav
outside.
Yeah, it becomes basar v'chalav right now.
Outside, not
so
outside.
What is it when it's
when outside? The meat, excellent. I obviously, actually, an excellent question. When the meat is, when the spoon is inside the pot that first time, and there's meat there. There's no basar v'chalav there. Everything is connected to the meat pot, to the meat dish. It's all shishim in the meat dish. There's no shiloh over there. That's my first shishim. The only shiloh comes out when what? I disconnect from the rest of the dish, from the rest of the shishim inside the dish. And now what do I have over here? I got a little bit of meat, and I got a little bit of milk, and I don't have shishim against it. And now I need shishim against what? My cheftza of basar v'chalav inside the whole spoon. So that's a klisheni. That was created. Basar v'chalav in the blius was only with a klisheni. Perhaps that is the reason why we can be makel. But Rabbeisai, there is another reason to be makel over here. Another tzad lahakel. And this is based on the Ramah that I pointed out that you should do last week. And it all comes, unbelievable, from our sugya of kachal. Is that a chulin?
This?
Oh, that blue one. You have a chulin? One second. Yeah, Avi, what do you want to know?
In the pot, I don't have basar v'chalav. That means
means any milk that come out was batel b'shishim inside the pot. Comes along the smock and says, you're right. But what about the drop of milk that's still in the spoon when I pull it out that I assume did not come out? That's what he was mechadish. You have to be choshish that the spoon was not able to be poilet to spit out all the chalav in the spoon. So now I have an issue of basar v'chalav outside of the basar from the dish. That's the chiddush of the smak. If you don't accept that shash of the smak, there's nothing to talk about. You're right. Everything was poilet, so then it's all mut.
How do you ever trust Hagala?
Why aren't you always choshish that not everything came out?
Yeah. What you're telling me doing is that Hagala v'shish such a funny place. You say, oh no, you can't do that here. Why?
Isn't a gullah like an outside thing that we know maybe just steps above the wheel?
But he's asking, why isn't that the same chash? Meaning, just like the smack saying over here, you have to be choshish that not all the blias came out.
But Hagala, you're being mevatel the whole thing. Not just the blias.
As far as our understanding, it should be Hagala. Yeah,
you're being mevatel the blias of the kli.
So you're being mevatel the whole kli with you have a.
So what? Why isn't he right? Why isn't he right? Why don't you say that the chash, just like the smack is choshish when I stick it into shishim, unless you say Hagala is different. Unless you say Hagala, because it works differently, that it has the ability to be vada bipoilet. That's the parsha in the Torah. That we know for sure that it was choshish. In terms of bitl b'shishim, you're not sure that everything came out just by a yatzel lettuce. It's an interesting ahara, what Avi's asking. Mamish, fascinating ahara. He's saying, I don't understand. You're telling me when you stick something into a hot pot, right? And it's yatzel lettuce, right? But it's batel b'shishim, so we have to be choshish that not everything came out. So now when I do the same thing, but I just... What do? I make a bubble. So now I can assume everything is totally toilet. Yeah, and a chanami. It's great aura. So if you remember the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, when the Gemara was talking about chal, which we had no idea what was going on over here in this udder. So the Gemara says, is it mesharim b'didei or mesharim b'may denafik mine? So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? If it falls into what? Kedera acheres. So ask the Gra and Sif Dalid. Ask the Gra, why did it say Imnafla b'kedera acheres? Look at the Ramah in Sif Dalid, in Tari Ches Dalid, Sif Dalid. The Ramah says, Isser, it's the end of the Ramah in Sif Dalid, right before Sif A. Isser shenizbato b'kedera, you have an Isser that fell into a pot, ve'isiru misham, and they took it out, right? This is the Ramah that says, anytime you can extract an iser from a pot, you cannot rely on bittel, because that's what's called what? Nikara iser. We don't rely on bittel when the iser is recognizable. So if I have the ability to somehow dilute this or get the iser out of it, I am chuyev to do so. Ve'isiru misham, and I removed from it. Ve'nafal l'kedera acheres, and it fell into another pot. Tzarech lachzor levatel b'shishim. I have to once again do what? Bittel b'shishim, neged kulo. I don't say once it was bottle once, I could what? Or once it was inside a pot with shishim, that it's not going to be bottle again, and it's going to be usr.
That's the same pot.
That's look, nafal l'gedera acheres.
Different pot.
So on that, the Gra says, then the Ramah says, aval nafal l'gedera rishona, if it fell into the same pot, beis pomim, ain't sarich rak shishim achas kenegdo. You only need what? Shishim once. This is very similar to what? The Ramah in Sif Tzadi Dalet. Here he's talking about the actual Isser, and there he's talking about what? The blias of the milk and the meat coming from the spoon. So on that, the Gra in Sif Katan Chaf says, Kamosha Kasav Sham Dika Amar Le Kedera Akeres Velo Amar Le Osuk Dera Beis Pamim. What does the Gra say? You know where the Ramah got this from? A Gemara. You know which Gemara? Chulin Sadi Zayinam at Beis. Chal. Why did the Gemara have to say V'nafala Kedera Acheres? Implication being that it falls to the same Kedera, then you would just need what? Shishim once. You would not need Shishim twice. Why is that? The Hakoyan is Batla B'Shishim. V'afal Gav De'Balua Shebo Nasis Nevela. And even though you should say, what do you mean? But the Blias have Chanan, and you should say Nasis Nevela. Right? Says the Gra. New reason. Listen to the case. Vatamu, listen carefully. In the same pot, have a min bimino. Uchihai gavno ukma adoraisa beruba. Ukimoshe kosov harosh. Perekid anoshe. Dibimin bimino bishishim gzera otu shein omino. Masha'en kein bichiai gavna delekel emizzer de'efshar ba'oisa gdera ela bimino. Rabbi, let me explain to you what the Goyin just did. In Sifkot and Chof. In Simen Tzarichet Sifkot and Chof. Says the Goyin. I don't need no cliche-y vorts like I just said to you, which is a good vort. I can explain this to you from the Gemara itself. Why did the Gemara say the Chashash is only by a Kedera Acheres? Why not falling twice by also Kedera? Says the Goyin, let me ask you a question over here. This issue that's going in right now, what? It's the same taste as what? As the item, the mutter item inside there. By definition, what is that called La'alocha Rabbi say? What type of taruvis? That's a min bimino. Min bimino, so therefore what? Gro, what are you talking about? Mimimino also needs shishim. Why does mimimino need shishim, Rabbi Isai? Zera to what? Eino mino. Zok the goin. Licked in the Gemara by Chal. Antzari Zayinam and Beis. Is the lumnus of the Rosh. When do you say a zera of mimimino to eino mino? When do you say such a zera? When it's shayach to have a zera. Maybe a person's gonna now be nechshol even in a case of atu mino. What happens, says the Goyin, if I have a case that by definition, physically, in reality, it's always going to be mimbimino. It's from the same item. Like what? Like this case of balua from the old pot or from the spoon. By definition, that's never going to be akzera otu eno mino, says the Goyin, b'chiyai gavna logoz rushishim. You don't need shishim in this taruvus. They never made a chiv of taruvus shishim in this situation where it's always going to be iser mino with the other mino in the taruvus. And therefore, guess what? All I need is what? Rov. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? We just discovered a new teretz to the stira and the Ramas. The Ramah is saying avada this chanan by blius. But the Ramah had a different pshat, a totally new pshat. In why by the spoon, when you stick it in, it's not going to be a problem. It's just because it's mimimino. And mimimino in this situation, we can go back to the real din d'oraisa, that really mimimino is bata barov, and it was only needed shishim as a gzera atu eno mino, like the Rosh said against the Ramam that we learned months ago. So Rabbi Yisai, that is the answer, or the few answers, to the stira and the Ramah. And really, what's unbelievable, it's the answer to why our Gemara said the following two words. Kedera Acheres. Because Ba'oso Kedera, the Ramah in Sadi Ches, and the Ramah in Sadi Dalet was telling you that you would be Mekel, even though the Ramah is a person who says, Avada and Avada, you still have to be Choshesh by Chanan by Blias. I leave you off with one question. And Tigmin, you have no heter to answer this question. Rabbi Yisai, but if you don't hold of that, and you hold like the Mechaber, and you are choshish, that there's some milk left in this spoon, and therefore I need shishim a second time. So I ask you a question. Why did the Mechaber just say you need shishim a second time? And let's say you're really, really a person who just uses the spoon again. You're really Hamish. You use the spoon again and again and again. Let's say three. Shouldn't you need shishim again? Let's say four.
180.
Let's say five. 180. What's going on over here? Why is the Mechaber only saying two time? Was anyone bothered by that, Rabbi Say? To just limit it? And Jack Rubin was bothered by that. Why is it only two times? Why is it not three times?
The Gemara says only two times.
What? The Gemara doesn't talk about this case, about the Chalo. Yeah, there, not like there, Acheres, that's true. But in terms of in theory, Rabbi Say, once we're going to be Cheshish, so we don't know by the second time that all the milk came out, so the Chshash should continue. So the Shach asks on the Mechaber, why are you only saying it two times? Why not three times? Rabbi Say, listen carefully, you're going to love this. Says the Shach, is that so true? What does the Mechaber hold by Hanan?
Only
Basar V'Cholov. He holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? Mm-hmm. Good. So that means, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim's formulation, you need a Dover Mutter with a Dover Mutter, Basar and Cholov, and they come together, and that creates a Chaticha Nasas Nevela, right? Mm-hmm. Says the Shach. Let me tell you something fascinating. Once I stick this spoon in this, right? The first time, right? After the second time, right? I have a chashash of basar v'chalav. Now I need chicken the second time. It's already dvariser. So now, guess what just happened, says the Shach. This becomes chanan bishar isurim. Now, if I would tell that to someone in the hallway, they would be like, Rabbi, you're nuts. That's basar v'chalav. Yeah, it's basar v'chalav. But basar v'chalav, after it's created, becomes a regular chefza de iser. Because now it's just usr. It's based on the Rabbeinu Ephraim's formulation that we have a davar head there with an davar head there that now is combined to create a dvar iser. That means that that can only be most the second time. That's why the Mechaber zok the shach ha-ga-oynis. The Mechaber was meduyik heitiv. Take a look at that shach in Sifkot and Beis. Zok the Mechaber. Let me read it inside to give him some credit. Rabbi Isai, zok, not inside, inside Dalet Beis. I'm all confused. Inside Dalet Beis. Zokta Shach, Bikdera Shape Amim, Davikilu Tachov Sham Beis, Kapo Shalisir, Vim Noida Bintan is Batla Rishim Nazaheter, okay, huh? The Chayshin and Shalopalat. Below Kasvu, listen. Velo Kasvu Stoma Vim Tachov Harbe Pomim, Tzarech Shishim Bechol Pam. Mishum de azli litamayu, because the Mechaber's lishita soy, disvira lay, de loyamrin and chanan rak bibosar v'cholov. De taimohu, what's the reason you don't say chanan outside of bosar v'cholov? De taimohu, bipne shekol echod heter bifne yatzmo, val yidei chiburo nesru, mashein kein bishari surim. Like we learned at the beginning of the year, says the Shach. Everyone knows we learned Simin Tzadi Beis in Sifkot and Yod Vehilkoch. Keshetachvu Pam Beis Sulek Alameimer De Nasis Nevela. De Kevon Shekvar Neser Hakaf Loi Nasis Nevela Acherkach Afilu Tachvo Harbe Pomim Sagi Bebeis Pomim Boom Shakalaka. Zok De Chavaz Das The Nesivis. And he says to the Shach, you are wrong. I love the Shach, but I kind of hear what the Chavaz Das is about to say. Avi, you have a nice piece of steak over here. Now you have a dvar heter, okay? Now you have a dvar heter of a piece of cheese, Miller's cheese, that fell onto it, okay? Okay, chanan by the entire thing, right? Chanan by basar v'chol, okay? So now, even if this item fell onto another Zach, so it would be able to Aser, right? Now, what happens, okay, this cheese is over here, okay? What happens if I add another piece of meat to this dish after? Yeah.
According to this, it shouldn't says be
the, according to the Shach, right. According to the Shach, this would not be Chanan. Says the Chavis Das, you can't add meat and make more Basar V'Cholof.
Right.
It's just more Basar V'Cholof, says the Chavis Das. So why can't the more and more meat
just be increasing
the Basar V'Cholof, and therefore you have the original Chanan by Basar V'Cholof? The Shach was assuming this is Basar V'Cholof and that's it. Okay? Says the Chavis Das, if I add more meat, it's just more of that original Basar V'Cholof, so that should be Asur as well. It's a fascinating machlokes, whether or not we switch and we change over after that original Shaila to be Chanan and Shari Surim, or to still be the original Chanan and Basar V'Cholof. Lididan, Rabbi Yisai, it shouldn't make a difference, because we paskin the Chanan by Shari Surim. It only makes a difference for, how many Sfarim do we have here?
This looks fine.
It's not going to help you. Okay? All right, Rabbi Yisai. And that, Rabbi Yisai, closes the sugya and finishes this difficult sugya. Rabbi Yisai, this is guaranteed kasha on the Bechina. I want to know what the answer to the stira in the Ramaz is, Rabbi Yisai. And take a look at this Chavis Das.